Hey friends, I just want to give you a quick journal prompt, a quick episode just all about healing and self-love, of course. I'm going to give you a little prompt from my 90 Days of Self-Love workbook, which you can find all the links to all of that all over my Instagram, link in bio, all of the things. I am currently doing a giveaway, by the way, for a copy of this workbook. I'm giving them to two people. A copy of this workbook, and the way that you can enter to win is just following my stories. I've been posting about it, but if you leave a podcast review, which is super easy to do, you just scroll to the show on Apple Podcasts, and then you scroll down to where it says written review and leave a written review. Screenshot it before you submit it, because that way it won't take days till it shows up. And send it over to my DMs at Hello Audrey Rose, and that is how you are entered to be one of the two people who are getting a free copy of this 90-day workbook delivered to your doorsteps. Okay, so let's get into the episode. I'm not even going to play an intro. I'm just ready to dive in. I think that this is super important for you guys to hear. So here's a journal prompt for you, and you can totally think about it. Like, if you listen to this while you're driving or while you're at work or whatever, you can think about this, but I do want you to go home and journal it. But it's totally cool to play the episode and just start thinking about this. So this is number 8 in my book, and the prompt is suspense, right? What would my teenage self love about me now? What would my teenage self love about me now? And to me, this is such a beautiful prompt, because part of the work that I had to do while I was going through my own self-love journey, which, by the way, I don't think is ever completed. I think that we just continue to evolve into that highest version, the truest version of ourselves. But while I started my healing journey, I had to continue thinking about that. I would have so many days where I was ashamed of myself. I had so many days where I wasn't proud to go out. I was just thinking about this tonight, actually, how I hated leaving my own home. I hated going to run errands because I was so embarrassed about my looks. I was embarrassed about the weight that I had gained, about silly things like the freckles on my face or the clothes that I wore or the sense of style that I have. And as a teenager, these things would keep me trapped all through my teens into my 20s, until late 20s, I finally realized, like, I am not living the life that I was put here to live. I am holding myself back from so many things because I don't want to be seen in a certain outfit, because I don't feel safe leaving the home without makeup, which is what I wanted to do. That's how I feel like the most natural version of myself. I would feel embarrassed for people to see me. I remember being so embarrassed, especially in my hometown, because it's a very small hometown. I always thought I was going to be that girl who, you know, after high school, lost a bunch of weight and felt so good about herself and had like this whole glow up. And to an extent, I did. You know, I got a good job, made good money, made good decisions, that kind of thing. Got married to an amazing man, like an amazing human. And those things I am so proud of. And I am all about showing all of that off. But I never lost the weight. And to me, that's very shameful. And I've always thought, this is the backstory of this prompt and why this is so important, is I've always thought I would be able to look at my teenage self and say, look, you got better. Look, you grew out of that. Look at you now. Look how beautiful you are now. With it being tied to those aspects of being able to shop at a certain store or, you know, fit into a certain pair of shoes or just whatever. To not be that person that like wanted a cheeseburger at lunch instead of like a salad with no dressing. And I remember like how often I would shove myself into this box because I was trying to be somebody that I'm not. And like, I'm not getting deep here about the other aspects of all of this, about, you know, health and all of that, right? I'm not going to sit here and talk about why we're not supposed to eat a cheeseburger for lunch every day. Like, that's separate. But I'm just saying, I always had so much shame that I carried with me because of certain things. And of course, it stems from, you know, so many things that it stems from. But the whole purpose is for us to be able to shift it now. And so looking back, I would think to myself recently, what was it that my teenage self would be proud of for me now? What did she want from me? What did that version of myself think was so important for me to have accomplished by now? And did I accomplish it? Yes or no? And does it matter? Yes or no? So when I look at this prompt, which is, you know, all about the teenage self and what my teenage self would love about me now, I can honestly answer that she would love how much her confidence has grown. She would love the fact that the current me isn't focusing on the things that that version of myself wanted for the future self. She would be so proud that I've seen past my worth as being something very superficial. She would be, you know, she would be so proud of the person that I've become. And I'm not saying that looks are superficial or that wanting to be healthy is superficial. I'm just saying that for my happiness, it cannot be tied to what size pants I wear or how I look, if I, you know, whether I wear a full face of makeup every day or not, whether I leave the house looking like that or not. But she would be proud that this version of herself still wants to be a healthy version of herself. And she would be proud that this version still wants to be happy and be comfortable and confident in her own skin. And for you, that's going to be so different depending on how you feel and where you are. Maybe your best self, maybe the best version of yourself and the happiest version and the truest version of yourself is showing up with a full face of makeup on each day. And maybe that's the goal, is to wake up and do all that, you know, do the makeup every day and to really feel very confident because that brings out your confidence. Maybe that version of yourself is the one that says, hey, like I want to be, you know, feeling my best. And that means I order a salad with no dressing for lunch every day, right? You know, maybe this version of yourself is currently exploring a sober life, or maybe it's not a sober life, like whatever it is for you. And there's no shame in that. And that's the point that I'm making, is the teenage self shamed my decisions. She was angry about so many of the things that I did and the way I did them because of an outward appearance, because of validation from others. But now I get to turn that around and I get to choose. And I get to make these decisions based on myself. And she would love that so much about me. And she probably loves that so much about you. What we're doing now in our life and making the decisions for ourselves and prioritizing our happiness, our confidence, loving ourselves, maybe that's what makes her truly happy. So ask yourself this question and just see what comes up for you. What would my teenage self love about me now? What would that version of me love about me right now? What would make that version of me so proud? Maybe I'm not healthier by her standards of health back when she was 13 and didn't know, but maybe I'm healthier by my standards of what health means to me. Maybe my mental health is better, and she never even knew that that was possible. She probably didn't even know about all this. This can of worms that I've opened up over time. What else would she love about me now? She would love my confidence. She would love the partner I chose, right? The crush, you know, from the boy band and the posters on her wall, like that she thought, you know, this was the type of guy I'm going to be with. She is probably looking at me now so freaking proud of the person I've ended up with. That version of myself She felt loved when she was the life of the party. She felt loved when she was so important and going out every weekend, doing all these things. But she would love it so much to see me home now on a Saturday night with a face mask on and a little bit of trashy TV playing. It's so crazy all the things that we thought we were going to grow up because of what we knew at the time. But as we start to see the world differently and as we start to move into these new people and just grow and evolve, we see the things that matter. And especially when you get deep on this healing journey, you totally see the things that really matter to you, the things that are important to you as you're healing on this journey, right? So you start to pull out those other things. So write it out. Please write as much as you can. Get into that subconscious stream where you're just writing everything out, everything that you know your teenage self would love about you now. What is she so proud of? What is she so proud of you for? What is she so glad to see? What did she think was never possible that you've accomplished? Or maybe she didn't even like have it on her radar. What is she so proud of you for? And I want you to keep this. If you have the journal, you already know it's prompt number 8. So you have room to write there. And that's what I love about the journal is you get to keep your responses so you can go back over time and look at them and see how they evolve. But even if you don't have it, just keep that page so you can look at that another time. Maybe there's a time where you're feeling down or you're feeling shamed or you're feeling like you haven't made progress. Look at that. And just remind yourself how many things that the past you would love about the current you. And this version of you is going to be so proud of future you. It's just so amazing when you stop and think about it all. Okay, I'm going to leave you with that. I can't wait to share more of this with you. I can't wait to share more prompts. I am sharing some of them on Instagram on occasion. And like I mentioned, get into that giveaway because I'm giving away 2 workbooks. And I'm just so stoked to be sharing this workbook with you. Until then, just remember, I love you so much. I'm proud of you. And it is your time to learn to love yourself. Talk to you later. I'm so happy you got to make it to another amazing episode of the Ready to Rise podcast. Don't hesitate to share this with a friend that needs to hear it. Send it straight to their DMs. Take a screenshot, throw it up in your stories, tag me in it at @HelloAudreyRose. And don't forget, if you leave a written review on the iTunes app, that also helps people find it. So if it resonates with you, help others find it. And I can't wait to hear how much you loved this awesome episode. Have a blessed day.